Oh.
It was on.
Was it on? Okay. Now it's switched up. Now it's happening. No?
Didn't miss that.
Hmm?
Didn't miss that.
It happens. Does that make sense? So epistemology means what is your source of valid knowledge? Just like for modern science, then their epistemology is prejudice. They can't see it. They can't calculate it by math. It doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. You know, and then for the, you know, most of your speculators is by inference. They're using Amaya bodies, all that's inference. They use that as their main thing. Though it's based on, like, Buddhists will specifically be based on that. But then Shankarites, then they'll take from the scriptures, but then it's the Anuman that makes it important, because they only take those parts of scriptures that support their philosophy. Mm-hmm. Right. So then Shabda becomes the actual thing. So then we see this as the highest Shabda means the scriptures, and then those liberated souls, you know, so Shruti and Smriti. But it also then means the gurus and other mature personalities like that. But it still has to be based on Shruti and Smriti. Like that. And then you may hear from the local devotee and his experience and this and that. You know, so he has some background, some knowledge in it, or some experience. So in that way he becomes Apta, someone who can speak. But he still has to be basing it on the Acharyas, based on Shruti, Smriti, based on Shruti. Does that make sense? So that's the epistemology. Because otherwise there's ten sources of knowledge. And so then Gotama whittles that down to four. He gives the ten. Yeah. And then he says, of this, four are actually main, because the other six are contained in these four. And then Jiva Goswami points out the fourth one that he gives, which is the fourth one? Comparison. We'll use that as part of the logical process, and so that's what we've heard from Shastra, and that's what we've heard from the great personalities. And so it's already part of that, or you may be using it within Anuman, or mm-hmm. you know, or you know, because you see, I saw this, and I saw the wall. So it seems that these kind of square things are similar. So maybe it's the same thing or performing the same function. So I'm comparing, mm-hmm. but I'm based on pratyaksha, or I've heard it. So I'm using the Anuman, but it's coming from one source and the other. So it doesn't have to be separate. So three then remain as the main.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Matthew, sorry. This upama knowledge is comparison, which is added both in pratyaksha and shabda, not in dharma. It is the drishtanta, like both pratyaksha and shabda, the comparison.
Yes, but I'm just saying, yes, of course. It means, in other words, it's used in connection. It means I'm using one or the other, but what I'm saying is I use the anima to connect. I mean, does that make sense? So it becomes absorbed in those two. Mm-hmm. Because that's the thing, all the ten become absorbed down into these three. So seven become absorbed into three. And some, most of them become absorbed into other ones, which go like this, and then eventually they get there. Yes?
In this
thinking,
what's the
failure
of five basic branches of philosophy? And first of them is a branch is about how to verify any knowledge. And in the English-speaking countries, we usually call it epistemology, and the Russian-speaking philosophers usually call it gnosiology.
Narasimhology.
Gnosiology, from Greek...
Nurseryology.
Gnosis in Greek language means...
What?
GMO.
Oh, that, okay. No? Okay. I was thinking Narasimhology, in Russia, yeah, so we follow strictly Narasimhology, which is supported by Prahlad. Sorry. The fans, that's the problem with these fans that make noise. Can't hear.
I just want to say about etymologies as well. The epistemologies, they usually, in English speaking countries, they usually use this word epistemology because it's about verified knowledge from the and the etymology,
verified.
It's about Gnosis means theory of cognition. what does the condition mean?
Yes.
But it's the same. But they only have...
But they only go that far because they're all pretty much going from... Means their Shabda is previous Pratyaksha.
Yes.
So when they say descending knowledge, it means, you know, somebody goes out by Pratyaksha, then comes up with a theory, writes a thesis, becomes accepted. Now if you study his, now that's descending knowledge. It's still just Pratyaksha.
And usually they consider that this branch of knowledge was developed in the time of after Renaissance.
After?
After Renaissance means time of...
Renaissance.
Oh, Renaissance, okay. Well, I think English is Renaissance and French is Renaissance or something.
It's from the French.
Huh? It's from the French. Because they came up with the guillotine, so they have to be able to give the name. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to, you know, it just wouldn't work.
Russian is more important with French than English. I think also French.
Yeah, basically French and German.
Which, Renaissance?
No,
the Russian.
Language.
Oh, okay.
It's first influenced by German and then
French.
Because
okay.
All the royalty, they spoke French.
Yeah.
Mainly.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's lots of words there.
So even in Petersburg during the Tsar, they would speak French. And stuff.
Yeah,
because that was the late, that was, I think it, up to recently, it was also considered like the international language. They were doing law and stuff, international law. It was all written in French. You know, yeah, I mean, you have to go back 50 years and stuff like that, but it was like considered French was the common thing because I guess they were known for revolutions and stuff. So.
Before that, it was Latin.
Yeah, of course. That would be law, but when they're talking politics, then it would be French. Okay, so is that means so you're getting back to that. So it's establishing how you're gaining your valid knowledge. As you pointed out, as a modern, they're taking it more back to how it's being seen and stuff like that.
They discuss on the two methods, Roman and Pratyaksha.
Yes, Shabda they don't have. Yes, so but Gotama gives 10 and then brings it down to 4, and Jiva Goswami brings it down to 3.
Yesterday I tried to understand Yara by reading Yara Sutra in Russian translation. And it was very amazing because it was, we have in our, in Soviet Union, our main philosopher is Marx.
Marx is a philosopher?
Yes, we consider him a
philosopher.
He was considered a philosopher?
Yes.
I mean, because he couldn't shave or stuff? Is that what he couldn't comb his hair?
He was the theory.
Oh, okay. So, okay, yeah, because it's a theory. Because he didn't actually start the revolution. They just based it on him.
Yeah.
He wasn't involved in it.
No, not at all.
Where was he from?
Germany. All bad things coming from that side.
From Germany.
And he's
Nietzsche, you know, Kant.
He was French?
No, his friend, Engels.
Engels.
No, what is Marx and the second one? What is
his name? You hear the name Engels, but I don't.
Yeah, that's his
comrade.
Oh, and then he started that over there.
Both of them started.
Yeah.
It's just a theory.
Russian,
they decided to apply.
Yeah, Russians met, so they applied the German theory. Okay.
And then they complain that the Germans are the enemy.
But then
don't use their theory.
But if you don't have to, your own brain, you have to borrow from somewhere.
Oh. Okay.
He divided all philosophical system into one or two parts. Idealistic means spiritual, and materialistic means right. And
Marx.
Yes, Marx.
Oh, okay.
And all of our philosophers usually follow the human. And those philosophers who translated Yaya Sutra, he gave a very interesting argument why Yaya Sutra is completely materialistic. He said because when it was written about Brahmanas, the Pratyaksha in the first place. And that's why Pratyaksha is the main argument of Nyaya philosophy. And that's why Nyaya philosophy should be materialistic, non-materialistic, not spiritual.
It was his logic. Ja. Oh, just because it was the first one mentioned.
Yes, because it was mentioned.
But in the Thakur says, skepticism, idealism, and materialism are the three atheistic philosophies, prominent atheistic.
Skepticism, materialism, and?
Idealism.
Okay, he also mentioned
two.
No skepticism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they have these theories, idealistic. So, okay. Materialism would be grosser, certainly towards the right. The idealism will be towards the left, and the skepticism you don't really. Which? Skepticism.
Idealism.
Oh, and also. Idealism is impersonal.
Yeah, idealism is a pathos, while skepticism was created by, I don't know how to pronounce in English, by Russian, we call him
Diogenes. Oh, Diogenes, okay, the barrel guy.
He's a founder of
He would like it here. You just turn this sideways, he could sit inside.
He has to be Nietzsche.
No one said he's any bigger than that, is
it? In materialism, they consider that it was created by Aristotle as a father, and they also consider...
Materialism. And that's the fun part is you know, his parampara was about absolute truth. And he's the founder of materialism. Jai, he really understood his teachings of his... Okay, so, and then the third one?
Skepticism.
Oh, skepticism is Diogenes. Aristotle is materialism.
Plato.
And idealism?
Plato.
And they just leave Socrates out. That's so strange.
They think that Socrates was mythological.
That was mythological.
Yes, because Plato used his name for...
That's so far out. When I was a kid, Socrates was the father of Western philosophy. He was real, and he was the father. Yeah, but with time, then it came down to Plato.
The dinosaurs were there, so it's long ago.
That's true. Something must have happened after the meteor hit, and the dinosaurs were wiped out. Yeah, I guess it'd be natural to be a change in consciousness from that. Okay. Well, just think, give it a little bit more time, and then, you know, I say
Marx
and all these guys will be mythology, you know. You can imagine, in the future when everybody's only like 3 feet tall, and 3 feet would be probably an average guy. They'll be, you know, a good-sized guy, you know. So that means there'll be people that are smaller. So if they're 3 foot, that means that you could have ladies that are 2 foot tall. You know, babies, something like, you know.
Like
Indian ones. Yeah, like people like this. Either that or they'll just be a head of 2 feet. You know, just, you know. Then the body will grow with time.
Minion.
Huh?
Minion. Very heavy on the cutting
edge. Yeah.
Minions,
yes. Yes, exactly, yes. Yeah, so... Wow, that's so phenomenal. It's amazing. 50 years, how much it can change. So that's why they probably just thought it was the Dark Ages before, because nothing changed. It was just everybody went to church, everyone did their different things, and just life went on, you know, grew their potatoes and ate them and party ball. You know, so there was the Dark Ages. When actually it was just steady. Wow. Okay, so are we good with that?
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
He's the expert.
Huh?
Historical expert.
Yes, we had some. Yeah. Okay. Then now we start with the other. So three, shamshaya, doubt or objection. So that's where then the shamshaya comes in, the argument. So it comes originally from Gautama.
Yeah.
It means it would be the doubt. Then prayojana, purpose or aim. Five, drishtanta, familiar or corroborative illustration. Siddhanta, proved doctrine. Seven, avayava, components of inference, the panchanagnaya. So this, then the pratigya hetu, that's this seventh way, avayava. Then tarka, eight, hypothetical reasoning or argument. Means you say, well, it may be this, it may be that, you know, you see this and that may be that, and then you analyze it until you find out which one actually works. Does that make sense? Yeah. So if it comes to a proper reasoning, it's a good tarka, and if it comes to a bad one, then it's a bad tarka. Nirnaya, final ascertainment or conclusion. Right? So that's...
Sorry. What would be the difference between 6 and 9?
6 and 9, proved doctrine, and nirnaya, final ascertainment or conclusion.
Proved doctrine is not conclusion, not final ascertainment.
Proved doctrine is already established conclusion. And ascertainment is after tarka, then you are coming to conclusions.
Your conclusion and the Siddhanta is approved one?
It's already approved one, Siddhanta.
It means you're coming to that point. And then when you bring your, that
tarka
that
you use to, in your nirnaya, just to
is
show that you are,
yeah,
the
reference.
Yeah.
Siddhanta is what is accepted.
And you might come to the same Siddhanta?
Means you have to come to the same, but it means through your analysis you come to the same, then there's the verses that prove it.
Basically, while you're arguing, you have to bring the opposite person to your conclusion, your Siddhanta. That's what you're doing in a nirnaya. So your analysis, and if your tarka is good, and if your basically the vada is good, then they are coming to your conclusion, your final ascertainment.
Yes, you convince.
Yeah, you're convincing.
Yes.
But the Siddhanta doesn't change.
Yeah, so that's that process of bringing it together, that's the Upanaya. The fourth stage. Mm-hmm. Where now you've defeated their argument, now you're trying to show them how it goes together. And so now that they appreciate your Siddhanta, once you get to that point, then that's the nirnaya. Okay, then 10, vada, discussion leading to the final ascertainment. So vada means that discussion that brings you to nirnaya is based on the siddhanta. Then that's vada. If it doesn't do that, then it will be the ones after this that we will discuss.
Shouldn't it be 9 and then nirnaya 10?
It's not necessarily in an order. No, it's just
also,
that there's some connections, but it's just these are the 16 padarthas. You know, just like we can say is that, you know, that there's a, you know, a car, there's a body, there's an engine, there's the tires, there's a steering wheel, that no, but it's without the engine, then it's not the thing, so the engine should be first, and you know, this, that kind of stuff.
Also,
Maharaj,
the first 9 in one category, and from Vada onwards goes into the second Ahanika, the second part of this first chapter. Because Vada Jalpada, the discussion is used only when the doubt is there. Otherwise, you can come to Nirnaya ascertainment through Pratyaksha or through Shabda also. You don't always require a doubt to come to a conclusion.
So it's kind of those...
Yes, you were saying before, the Pancha and Nyaya, there's no doubt, it just naturally just goes through.
The different categories, okay.
Yes, so it means, here he's saying is that, means the first 10, you can say I'm just saying the first 10 are bona fide, you could say. Now, the first 9, they go together because they're different components that are there, and then from 10 to 16, it's based on how much... I mean, how they're not properly connected to Vada.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Means, in other words, Vada is the standard of a discussion leading to final ascertainment. Then the next 11 through 16 are how it's not proper. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So this way you know the positive and the negative. Mm-hmm. You know, what's reality and what's illusion. You know, that whole dynamic. So then you understand how... these other aspects, what is wrong. So in other words, the first nine, if they're properly used, and you come to the final ascertainment, which is based on Siddhanta, then the vada has gone properly. Right? If it hasn't come to that, then it's based on these other ones here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. These other six. Right? So vada is that point. Is the first nine are used properly, then it's proper vada. But the next, if they're not used properly, then you get these other six, and then it's not vada. In other words, the first nine are for vada, and the last six are for not vada. So, yeah. Okay. So, then 11, jalpa, wrangling or debating only for the sake of winning the argument. So, you're just arguing to win. But I think you have a theory.
Yeah.
You have a theory, but you're using any way to win. You just want to win. You're not trying to understand. You're not trying to come to an understanding. You come into the argument with your own conclusion, and you're going to leave with that conclusion. It's not about trying to understand something. So you're just going to win the argument.
And also you're not even trying to help the other person understand. As soon as your win is established, then you don't establish your conclusion also, you just leave.
You just want to defeat them. Mm-hmm. You know, so that you'll see come up a lot. People just want to argue and defeat, but it's not that they're trying to do anything or get anywhere.
Yeah.
But they do have an opinion.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
It means when our discussion will be based on mental attachment. Yes, based on the mental attachment. Hence, Marx. All these guys are attached to that idea, the idealism they're attached to that, but it's not real.
Theory.
Yes, theory. It can't be applied. That's the thing. The Veda, it has theory, because the thing is, you have theory, you have the application, it's the art. But when you know both, that's the science. If I apply it, but I don't know the science, the theory, that's art. If I know the theory, but I don't apply it, that's just the theory. But science means I know the theory and I can apply it.
Vada, Jalpa and Vitanda are considered three forms of debate.
Okay.
And interestingly, the Jains and Buddhists, they don't accept that there are these three forms. Because if the Jalpa and Vitanda, they need to accept that their motives also. It depends on the motive. depends on the motive. And if you're not trying to establish. But they still differentiate within Vada. Then you can do it for establishing, for materially or for spiritually. Mm. That they agree, but they don't want to accept there are three forms.
Wow, that's wild.
That's
perfect.
I was wondering, have this two thoughts. You mentioned Jalpa. He called Jalpa Aristotle.
Okay.
He called Jalpa as Aristic discussion, and we can't be sophisticated discussion. This is his, how to say, name consistency.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so they have all these far-out names, so we must go back to them like that. Because they had the names, where we basically tried to. If you could understand what it meant from those names, we left them. If it didn't, we tried to translate them into something that. Because those ones you see, as we at the top, you can give, very short explanation. When you get down these lower ones, basically have to give a whole sentence to kind of explain what they are, because they don't. So does that mean, so 10, 11, 12 are your types of debate. So they're also in their own category. So in other words, Vada is the correct one, and Jalpa and Vitanda are aberrations of Vada. But many people work only on Jalpa and Vitanda. They don't work on Vada.
So the forms of debate, they use all the proper structure of the nine ones, but it's the motive.
The motive is wrong. So it looks like it's a proper argument, But because their motive is wrong, then it's not the good. Okay?
13 to 16 are illogical.
Yeah. Okay, then 13, 16, they're illogical. It means they're wrong argumentative methods. The first 9 are the correct, and then the from 13 to 16, the last 4 are incorrect, and then the middle ones are methods of discussion, the debate that actually tends only the real debate. So in other words, does that make sense?
So the 10 uses only the first 9 properly.
Yes.
And the 11 and 12, they use 13 to 16 to establish, because their motive is to win. So they can use the 13 to 16 to play against the opponent.
Yeah.
It's true.
But they can also be using the other things and quoting so that they look like. They don't want to look like total idiots.
Yes.
Means if they know the system, if they don't know the system, they don't care. You know, hence journalists and people like that. So, starting to fall into place a bit now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Means as we go, it'll become more. You can see it's a very logical system presenting logic.
Yeah. It's very advanced. Because usually people use 1, 2, 3, bus finish. But here, it's much more developed.
Yeah.
So it takes
a little more, but you can see that it's something that's comprehensible, and it's something that, because at the beginning of class, you'll see as we go down, this is what people are doing when you're asking all those crazy questions that don't make any sense, because they're in the last 4.
Yeah.
And that their mood when they're arguing, that's because they're in 11 and 12. Jalpanditanda.
Then you can categorize them.
Yeah, you can categorize.
In the corner, or better.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside. Okay, you there. The last one. There.
The Nigra started. Yeah. I didn't say that. Okay, you didn't say that.
Yeah.
You're not using the proper arguments? Out.
Out. Out.
Finally, you raise your head, you're the only one there.
Yeah, it's only you. So then you just put a whole bunch of mirrors around. So, you guys don't have to raise your hand every time I raise my hand. Come on. I appreciate the, the following of that. Then Vitanda. Irrational reasoning or debating simply to point defects in the opponent's thesis. So then question may come up, what's the difference between Tanda and Jalpa? Because you're just trying to win. So this one also, but you're using irrational reasoning and stuff like this, and you don't have a thesis. You want to win, but you don't have a thesis. It's just whatever they say is wrong. And as you can say is, oh, but they'll have their theory, but if you ask them, they don't, because it could be this, it could be that, it could be just, they speculate, it could be anything, and so therefore, whatever you say, they've thought about all these, let's say, 10 different things. None of the 10 are connected together, it's not synthesized. And you say something is different from what they thought, so they argue over that, and just defeat your philosophy, but they don't have a philosophy.
The classic example is always the Jarvis model. Anybody comes on the desk, they ask, so what is your solution? And if you give a solution, they'll immediately, but this has this problem, this, that. And then you ask the journalist, so, okay, what is your solution? Oh, no, we don't know. That's why we came to you. And then you offer a solution, they immediately break it.
Yeah.
That's completely
modern, they call it critical analysis. No?
There is also the emotional attachment proves that there is no solution. So
yes, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, because then you eternal victim.
There's
no solution, and I can just.
Yes, yeah, that's it. Yeah, because they have their mood, their theory. So that's how you know, is that, if you have the more politically right or left, depending on who you are, if you're right and they're right, then you can discuss right things, but don't get into left, or there'll be an argument. If you're too liberal, then they'll argue on that. Keep it over this level. If the left journals, you're left, and it's there, just don't go too far. Don't try to be too accommodating. But if you're right and they're left, or they're left and you're right, then there's nothing wrong. Unless, of course, you're Jordan Peterson. That works out. Okay. Then, 13, hate vabhasha. Logical fallacies or spacious reasoning. Means the logic you use doesn't make sense. It just means you're making a tarka, some connection, but the connection doesn't actually make any sense.
Your reason doesn't support your thesis.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they see is that to win the argument, they actually oppose their own thesis to get you, but then if you bring that up, and then they'll say, like, no, but I didn't say that, and then you've already reached the 16th one. Chala, purposely distorting the statements of the opponent or unfair reply. So that's an overall, but it's also you distort. They say a word, you shift it to another meaning. So you distort. You know? So you know, whatever it is. I mean, so it's just like, we should include everybody in this. So it says, everybody? What do you mean, everybody? You know, how can everybody do anything? You know, like that. So, okay, so then, yes, you know, those who are qualified, oh, so you don't include everybody? You're not in support of everybody? That just, you know, it's just whatever you say, they will just bring up illogical reasoning, you know, or connect things together that don't go together. That makes sense. Yeah. Then jati, generality based on false analogy. So that will be as instead of just taking, let's say you use a word and you adjust the synonym to a synonym. Here it's you have the word and it's in it can be used in a category, so they shift it to a different category.
Can I ask you questions about the example?
Yes.
When you were saying example,
okay.
And then most of the questions on that example that you brought up.
That's obvious. In the context, it should apply in the context, the analogy.
Okay.
We are referring in a particular context, but if they use it in a wrong context.
Okay, yeah,
they
yeah,
usually
yeah.
Usually use
yeah.
it in a wrong
yeah.
context.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Something in the example didn't make sense, so.
So yeah.
They don't see the connection.
Yes. Yeah, or are you, like in the modern, politically correct, you use the word, they take the word out of context, and then create the problem. You know, and then that can lead also, combined with the jati, then it gives it more strength.
Then, nigrahastana, point of defeat. That occurs when one misunderstands one's own statements or doesn't understand other statements. When you can't understand what you've said, and you can't understand what the others, but then the argument's over. Not that the person's not willing to argue, but at that point it's not worthwhile continuing the discussion. Like he said, they say something, and then you comment on what they said, but you show that it's wrong, they say, well, I didn't say that. And at that point, then what's the point of the discussion? Because you say something, and you're like, well, I didn't mean that, then what do you mean? And then they'll go off in a different tangent. So it's then you know it's just about winning. And so then if they have some point that they kind of generally go back to, then you know it's jalpa, and if they don't, then you know it's vitanga.
Also, in a proper debate, there's a third party who's watching, who's following the rules, who's
yes.
not following the rules, and then bring everybody back
yes.
to those things. Means somebody who's qualified and knows all
yes.
the points. Otherwise, you know, between two people, it usually goes nowhere. It's just
wild west.
Yeah, it's wild, and it's even after you know debate and this and that, and even there's a conclusion, but the feeling after debate is like the energy is very low. So it's not necessarily whether you've reached the conclusion or not, but the whole debate didn't give you any satisfaction. Yeah. Yes. So there must be a third party who is expert in the field and knowing how to.
Yes, yes.
It's like they have on the internet.
If yeah, the internet. Forum, you can't do anything.
No, but if there is a forum, structured forum, there's somebody who
moderator.
Is a moderator. Yeah, moderator. Then it can work. Then, but otherwise,
then, because they say then we delete your comment or you know.
Yeah, they don't allow. You know, they see
there's
through
there's,
all the.
There's there forums that actually do that.
Yeah.
There, but you have to reach the limit. Depends what they do. There are.
I haven't seen one here.
Mm-hmm. It's not
you're talking about, huh?
Maybe even Facebook.
So are you talking about devotees do that, or
no?
Yeah.
No, okay.
I'm saying about just Facebook.
Yeah, because I see it just goes. Because I noticed when they first went, Pampo became when it expanded bigger than Mayapur. Because they started out in Mayapur. Like you said, the first internet within ISKCON was in Mayapur. Chakratakumar set it up from between the departments. Mm-hmm. And then I think then probably Harikesh caught it and then he worked it out there. Yeah, then he worked at the Pampo, so it became for the society. But I think Chakratakumar started it here first. Or maybe that was going on and this was here or something. But it was all going on at that time. And so then when it became a thing, and I remember in the 90s, then starting on it, we have a discussion, and it's going along fairly nice, but then somebody hasn't been in the discussion for 2 weeks, and it's gotten very nicely. Then they come back, and then they just start yelling and screaming and throw everything out, and it's just like, what a waste of time. It's not like, you know, looking at the thing it's gone through, it's just, oh, it's different than what they wanted, so they take it back to the beginning. So I think we hung around for, you know, some months before we decided, you know, that was useless for them. Yeah. So it's nice to see, yeah, someone mediates it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So commentary by Vatsyayana Rishi, Nyaya Bhasha. So the Nyaya Sutras, that's Gotama. That's what's in the verses. Right? But then the commentary is by Vatsyayana Rishi. So he's considered the main commentator. Because he just makes it clear, him and sometimes another one's mentioned, they just make what he said clear. They don't give their own opinions. You see, modern stuff, they try to give their own opinions. You know, and of course, then everybody's wrong. You know? You know, just like you said, you know, Gotama is mythical. Yeah, it's interesting, probably because when I was studying about Socrates, the idea that you had a life, you know, philosophy or commitment, that you were willing to stand on that despite all difficulty, that was kind of what was there. And also Stoics, like that, you know, get through it and things like that. Well, now it's no one's Stoic and no one would risk their life or anything, so. Naturally, he's mythical because he would do that, right?
But then, it doesn't make much sense. Sophisticated system as this was developed, but if he is a myth, then who did it?
Who did it, yeah.
How it developed on its own or what?
So it comes back to the inclusive one that you can always make sure of. Aliens,
yeah. Well, that explains everything.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, COVID explains everything. When you come, it's COVID. Why this happened? COVID.
COVID, yeah.
Why it's in any explanation, it fits in.
That's
no, really. And people manipulate it. It's like left and right.
So why is he putting pineapple on his pizza? It's COVID.
Yeah,
then
they started doing it.
Now that's what we spoke about here. What was it? Hate for Basha.
Hate for
Basha. You know, we're putting pineapple on a pizza because it's COVID. It has nothing to do with it.
Everything was closed. It was during COVID.
The only thing around was pineapple.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to eat it.
Yes.
See?
Yes. They were tired of our pineapple salad, so then we
had drinks.
And pineapple drinks, sweet and sour pineapple. Okay, so the pineapple is done. Okay. Commentary. These are the 16 positive objects, the knowledge of which is conducive to realizing the summum bonum. The present Shastra aims at their exact knowledge, a viparita jnana. In this sutra, the objects to be discussed in the Nyaya Shastra are exhaustively enumerated, each by name. The summum bonum is obtained primarily through the right knowledge of the objects of knowledge, prameyas. Right? So basically we can say is the first one's praman, and then the other ones are dealing with prameya, or what they're establishing. Right? So he's also mentioning here, these are positive objects, means positive means these are ones you know about them, and then you can actually take care of it. So you know it, you can avoid what's wrong with that. Or if you're dealing with some guy who's really crazy, you can use those last four against them. It means they talk like that, you talk like that. Like I remember like one devotee was telling me he was out with a friend, they somehow or another got, you know, walking some neighborhood that was a really, you know, rough neighborhood. It's around the whole neighborhood's rough, but this was rougher, and they met some really rough guys. And the guys were coming up to them and, you know, gonna give them trouble. And both of them were, you know, necessarily, they were big guys. Especially one, he was a small guy, but really smart. And it's kind of like, you know, it's like this is our place, you know, why are you walking through here? This is our street, you know. And then the small guy just looked at him with full conviction, straight in the eyes, and says, Thursday is on third base, and it's leaking. And the guy says, and they walked off and just left the guy standing there. What? He can't, nothing can connect. It's not like he can connect two and then start the process. Nothing connects. And so then, you know, they walked off. And then the friend asked him, what was that? He says, oh, I always use that. You know, it's stuff like that. He says, that always throws them off. All these big guys that, you know, all brawn, no brain. So he just used that, and then he knew them.
Now you said that once they had problems in Brooklyn, some of the gangs.
Yeah.
You know, they came to the back door and wanted to ask in and everything. And then the devotees didn't know what to do. Finally, the cook went down with the steering spoon, you know, they go.
Yeah.
And he went like,
attacking them.
Not attacking them, but he was just standing up the stairs with that huge spoon and that's it, and they ran away.
Yeah, he was roaring.
Yeah, he was roaring and the spoon. That looks so strange.
Yeah, little dinky guy, yeah. A big cooking spoon, and he's roaring. It's kind of, nothing
the
confused.
Gang, they ran away.
They are ran away.
And they were big guys, you know, with leather jackets and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
His spoon was just a little bit
too much. Yeah. I guess he probably grew up in New York, and that being small, that's the only thing you can do, right? You know, so. Yeah. So, your positive means you know them properly, then you can use them properly, or avoid being, they're positive for you because it avoids you getting the trouble by them using them, you know, using them against you. So it's positive knowledge. Does that make sense? Vritti. The author next establishes the importance of the remaining 14 categories in the study of Nyaya. Okay, because otherwise you could say is that praman and prameya. So the first two, they're important because you have praman, the source of valid knowledge, and you have prameya, your ontology of what is your philosophy. In other words, if you have a philosophy, it means you have an epistemology and you have an ontology. So if they don't have that, then what's the philosophy? Or they might have one point, it's not really enough. You know, it's like save the whales. Why? No, because why? Who said? Everybody said. Who are these everybody? It's a nice point, but they don't have any. Yeah, they don't have anything solid to go on. They don't really have a solid philosophy.
So it means they don't have brother. Can you say that?
They're not
following in that, because they don't know, because their final ascertainer, they don't know what to do. So you could say in one sense that they're arguing, it's just that they have their feelings and this and that, so logical fallacies are used, so they use the chala, they use the jati, you know, jati, well, everybody says, you know, it's all save the whales, you know, is that all the whales, you know, like that, you know, what about the ones that, you know, are used in medicine, you know, what about those ones? What about the ones in the zoo?
Whales in the zoo?
You don't have whales in the zoo? Yeah, in Florida they have.
Really?
Yeah. And in Water World, I think it's called.
How big is the zoo?
Yeah, it's very big. It's Florida, so it's not that big. They just take part of the swamp out there and make it into a zoo. So it's Water World. They don't have blue whales or hunchback. Timmingill is definitely. Because if they had Timmingill, they'd probably have to use Florida and part of Georgia, you know, for the fish, you know. So. They orcas. Orcas? Killer whales.
Yeah.
They're like this big.
Yeah.
Big as the room. So they're big.
Whales bigger.
But they're whales. Somehow or another, they're classified as whales. Why, I don't know.
Yeah, they use some egg to make it jump and everything.
Yeah. They come out, they jump, they spin. And, you know.
That's dolphin.
No, that's them. They train them for that. And then if they do that, then they feed them one of the dolphins. And they're the ones that didn't do their tricks nicely. So they say, who does better tricks? You know, so.
Natural selection.
Yeah, natural selection. But then the problem comes up because the dolphins are smart. Then after a while, they figured out, you know, why us? We'll feed the guy to them. Yeah, but that's the orcas are there, and they're there. And I'm sure they also have, you know, I'm not sure if they had alligators there because they just walk around everywhere. So you don't have to go to the zoo; they're in your backyard in your pool. Oh. So. If you're in Florida,
I've seen alligators. Yeah, that's how you see.
Okay, samshaya. So the objection that would come up to this point, right? The separate mention of doubt, etc., means you start from samshaya, from three, among the 16 categories of knowledge is useless, as they are included within the first two categories, Pramana and Pramaya, and thus are not completely different from them. Right? So the point is, they're already part of Pramaya and Pramana, so then why give a separate description? Right? So Uttara, the answer. This is true. Nevertheless, for the benefit of mankind, four branches of study, vidya, each having its own unique subject matter, are described. One. Footnote 1. Four branches are Veda, Trayi, Polity, Dandaniti, Agriculture and Commerce, Varta, and Logic on Vikshiki. And so he says, you know, just like the Veda is one, but it's divided into these four categories so people understand. So yes, you can say all these padarthas would fit into 1 and 2, but for ease of understanding and use and that, therefore, Gautama has given them as 16, not 2. Is that?
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of making it clear.
So Maharaj, on Vikshiki, it's not logic on its own, it's a logic with philosophy,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So when people say logic, they usually refer to just logic, so it's incomplete on its own.
Yes.
So for us it's on Vikshiki.
Yes, because then it's because otherwise if logic is just there, what is it doing?
Yeah.
You know? Like that. So that it's doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's establishing, because you see the Veda and Trayi, you have means that there you have, then you'd have the Vedas themselves, and the Veda you could say also it could be either the Trayi meaning the Veda, Vedanga and Upanga, or you could say it'd be the Rig Yajur and Sama. You know, from that end, or it means the Samhitas, the Brahmanas and Aranyakas. Because the Upanishads, the philosophy, will be included in Anvikshiki, in logic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then you're going to have polity, how are you going to organize that? Because you have the people, you're following the Veda, you have to organize that, and you have to maintain that, so you have the agriculture and commerce.
Does that make sense? Yes.
Also in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, Lord Krishna says, Vada Pravartav Aham, something. So among the logical debates, I am Vada.
Yes.
So Vada is that one which brings you to the conclusion.
Yes.
So Vada is that debate, which is the, that one which has, you know, the logic which establishes, you know, conclusive truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So proper means one is your, because in here you can be following the first nine properly, but your only purpose is to win. You're not trying to learn anything or understand anything. So then it's not vada. Then it becomes jalpa, if you have a philosophy. If you don't have a philosophy, then it becomes vitanda. So they could technically use the first nine and not lose those last four. But they're only using it, you know, just like Lord Chaitanya would come down to the bathing ghat and present a philosophy, you know, a point, and argue until everyone's defeated. Then afterwards, then he would go and defeat everything he said by logic. So in logic, you can do that, you know, and using the proper methods. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when you want to actually know, so you're using the process to know what's that, that's vada.
But then it means he was doing tarka.
Sorry?
No, not tarka.
Means you're using tarka, but you might use them.
No.
Jalpa.
Because he was bringing debating for the sake of winning the argument.
Yes, yes.
He didn't want to give them any solution because he's then defeated his own arguments. So he means to let them win.
Yes. He just wants to win.
It's an intellectual exercise.
Yes. Basically, you could say it's the, what do you call it?
That was his
part. The intellectual class in the ascending process means that, in other words, and basically anyone other than Vaishnavas, you know, who are situated nicely in the philosophy, they'll do this. Any intellectuals. That's just because their taste is in tasting the intellectual, you know, the tarkas themselves, you know, analyzing and coming up with this and newer things. So if, let's say, you bring out a new theory in paper, where you're giving very interesting, logical, but very interesting new ways to look at something, it's very much appreciated because it gives them a new, they've been chewing on the same thing for so long, they want something new. You come up with something that is very good. But it just allows you to intellectually speculate more in the new field of speculation.
Maharaj, and this vada has anything to do with like tattva vada or advaita vada? Is it the same word or is it a different word?
It can also mean philosophy.
Yeah, vada means that
theory. I thought it's
theory. Which is established. Which you can establish.
Mm-hmm. So it's the same vada. Mm-hmm. It's theory.
Yeah. Okay. And so that you have these various vadas get together. You know, then you add in some coconut chutney, this and that, and you know, it's all happening.
Then it's the real Baba.
Yeah, then it's the real Baba.
And there's a saying in Telugu that, now if you want to listen anything, you have to hear only Mahabharata. Because it's the most. And if you want to eat anything, you have to eat only Vadas.
Only Vadas. So it's the essence. So in other words, we'll take it that doses are the main thing, but it's actually no vadas are the main thing.
And there are different kinds of
vadas. Yes, so many kinds of vadas. Yeah, I mean, even Krishna is eating. What's it? Shukta Shakti Bhaji, Nalita Kushmanda, Dali Dalma, Dutukami, Dali Bhajani. I missed the other one. Oh yeah, Dugda Bora Masha Bora. So those bodas are actually kind of waters.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, or they can make a different size. Who? Yeah, they're waters. So the same thing. Do you think Lebanese?
It's
the falafels. Yeah, you call it falafel, even though it's everything else, but it's called falafel. Because you have the water, and you have the bread, mm-hmm. They open it, and they put in salads and sauces and everything like that. But it has to have those waters.
Because it's the only fried thing. That's why it's the main thing.
Yeah.
French fries.
They're grains.
Yeah, grains. Yeah. Fried grains.
Feast means grains. Festival means grains. Yes.
Festival for the month.
Yes.
Fried. The main thing is you can put as much ghee as possible, it can suck in.
Yeah.
Yes. You cook it slowly, nicely, get a nice color, suck up. And it's fluffy, juicy.
Okay,
so we'll leave you with that for now.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai.